Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Ba-da-da-da-da. Sorry for that delay. A little problem with the switchboard at Blog Talk Radio this morning. What's up with that? That and I can't hear some of the shows. Well, those of you listening, I see Betty Jo Tucker's listening via phone. Betty Jo, I guess you're having trouble too. Hearing the sound. I think we should complain about that, don't you? Anyway, got a show tonight at the Friars Club. What weekend? No weekend. I don't know. I'm feeling the Christmas. Oh, shoot. You know, I should play the Christmas 911. I think I'll do that. God, I reminded myself about that, but it's 30 minutes, so I'll do that another day. Definitely, that's worth doing. Okay. Let's have a little Christmas ho, 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 shall we?
Hey, we all know that Santa Claus was happy with his mate. Mrs. Claus, she was something else. She kept the workshop clean and always stayed up late to decorate the place. Trimmed the tree and put the baubles on the wreath. She looked a mess in her flannel dress, but you never guessed what she had on underneath. She wore
Santa.
And now it's time for Nancy's Holiday Hints for the Home. Thaw Christmas Eve fish in milk for that fresh thawed flavor. Refrigerated Christmas candles burn slower. Pick up broken glass ornaments with a wet newspaper. For minor Christmas burns, use holy water, not butter. Christmas dinner too sweet? Add salt. Too salty? Add sugar. Can't get it just right? Eat out. For Christmas consumer shock victims, elevate legs 12 inches. Cut credit card in half. Do not give water or additional line of credit. Remove spelling bee stingers by scraping them away with a dictionary. Do not use a thesaurus. Santa's stuck zippers move easily when rubbed with a lead pencil. A dead reindeer doesn't fly at night. Remove Christmas gum from hair by massaging it with Christmas peanut butter. Remove gum gently with Christmas comb. For instant Christmas CPR, call 911. Clear passageway, 3 sets of 2 breaths, 15 compressions, and pray. What doesn't kill you Christmas Day only makes you stronger New Year's Eve. Men who remember birthdays and Christmas presents live longer and more productive lives. This has been Nancy Lombardo's Holiday Hints for the Home.
Becoming a member by telling people they're going to get fat this holiday season. Why do you have to be so rude? You shouldn't just assume that people become gluttons and gorge themselves with gingerbread cookies, candy canes, and eggnog. Some of us just drink a lot. What made you think that you could just take us all on a guilt trip and make us feel horrible about eating holiday food? Alcohol. This is the only time of year where it's acceptable to eat and eat and eat till you pass out. And you're gonna take that away from us? That's why they made ugly sweaters, so that it would distract you from the fat that's accruing underneath. I mean, if we ate like this all the time, we would look like Santa Claus, who probably has diabetes. But we don't. Look, I understand. You're trying to up your numbers. But people don't want to hear that when they're trying to survive being around their families, okay? So stop making us all feel like horrible people for being in the holiday spirit. Love, Camille.
Was Camille Theobald.
These are letters.
Love her.
These
very talented WWE comedian.
That one time is
oh,
so everybody
got them
yeah.
Now.
These are letters that I'm saying for you. I hope they're entertaining and they make.
She's a very, very talented girl. Also, I played Della White Christmas from the December People. Go to the December People, www.decemberpeople.com. They do good with their songs and a lot of good things, and you want to check them out at December People, www.decemberpeople.com. They also, they're very good because they do a lot for charities, and you can find out more about them on their page, www.decemberpeople.com. And I will play more of them because it's a little different kind of Christmas thing going on, right? Yeah, December People. Let me get down there to the... these. And you like it when people are using their creativity for good, right? Okay, let me see. What else have I got? Okay, this is a classic. December People.
My two front teeth are gone, as you can plainly see. I don't know who to blame for this catastrophe, but my My two front teeth. My two front teeth.
information and to check out their CD, go to www.decemberpeople.com. Really good people doing good things, and it's good music, by the way. So check them out. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker's in the house, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. They're going to be dark next week, but that doesn't miss in, you can't listen to any of their other episodes that have already been played. They're all good. Find your favorite on there. I'm sure your films will be there. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters. Oh, Tuesdays at 4 p.m. Okay, let's see. On December 30th, they're going to have a really big show. Favorite critics will be aboard to pick the best films of 2014. I love St. Vincent's, Betty. I really thought that was a great movie, and he'll be nominated. And I just saw Wild, and I think Reese Witherspoon will be nominated. She did a great job. And happy holidays. Who else do we have in the room? We have, Gail Parento, friend of Comedy Concepts Blog Talk Radio. Oh, okay. What do we have? Gail Parento, December people, love that Gail. Follow her, all the people she represents on her Facebook page. Follow them. It's always interesting people coming up, and she's always doing something. I hear through the grapevine she's going to Vegas for a big show. All righty. Gail Parento, George Bettinger's in the house. Sorry, Miss, George Bettinger had a great show last night. George, can they listen to it? Is it archived anywhere? So they can go back there. And by the way, if you want to run an ad or anything on George's show, he's got a promo kit. If you've got a company that would like some promotion, he's got a large following, check him out. Always a good show. George Bettinger, The Mom and Pop Shop, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Go to Facebook for information on The Mom and Pop Shop. Here's a little promo he did for me.
Santa say goodbye and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! Hey, Mo! When is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff, ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have. Nancy Lombardo right here at Comedy Concepts.
Okay, let's play some more Camille Theobald. Why? Because we love her.
Before Halloween has even passed. Whoa! Hold your horses! You are, like, way too early on this one. You are so impatient. There is a difference between being ahead of the game and prepared and then just being a complete a-hole. I think you know which one you are. I wouldn't be surprised if you guys have your Christmas lights and Santa's up before even Thanksgiving has passed. It's stories like you that make people feel like they have to put up Christmas decorations way too early so that no one even acknowledges that it's not time for candy canes and presents. It's time to eat way too much and give thanks. And I only bring up Christmas decorations because you never see Hanukkah or Kwanzaa decorations up before December. Why do you guys have to be all early about it? Maybe you should take a lesson. They're not as selfish, okay? They know how to respect pilgrims and Native Americans. So I hope made you think about what you've done. And maybe if you stop for a second to give thanks to those people who sat down together and decided, hey, you stole our land and raided our villages, but we're gonna try and get along. I hope you take a minute to respect them. And then maybe you won't get coal for all 8 days of Hanukkah, or in your stocking, or in your Rastafarian hat. Love, Camille.
Theobald. She is just a very creative, up-and-coming person, and you gotta love her. What can I say? Like you love Betty Jo Tucker movie, Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m., and she won't have a show next week, but you can listen to any of the other ones because they're all archived. Download them and listen when you work out. Always good, right? And Georgia Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. on Dream Stream Radio. Wow. Now, speaking of Hanukkah, how about my Hanukkah song?
It's Hanukkah somewhere, the festival of light. 8 candles are burning, menorahs are bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Hanukkah somewhere tonight. It's Kwanzaa somewhere, a festival with lights. 7 candles are burning with principles so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Kwanzaa somewhere tonight. It's Ramadan somewhere, a festival, no lights. 5 pillars of Islam are practiced so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's Ramadan somewhere tonight. For those of you who feel left out of this song, I'd like to say, it's somewhere, a festival of 4 of are burning so bright. And even though the others say ours is such a bigger day, it's somewhere, it's somewhere, it's somewhere tonight.
Radio. Okay, everyone, be happy.